listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from the short book of Jude, verses 22 and 23. I want to talk to you about looking outward. Here we go. Chapter 1, there is only one chapter to Jude, verses 22 and 23, where we read this. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. It is really one of the shortest books in the New Testament. But in this brief letter from Jude, he spent most of his time telling us about the character and the fate of certain dangerous men that threatened the early church and God's people. Jude didn't recommend a search and destroy mission against these dangerous men. While he wanted Christians to guard against them, he never wanted the focus of God's people to be on possible deceivers. Consider what Jude recommended in light of the present danger. Our verses tell us that Jude told us that on some we should have compassion. With this, Jude told us that we should do with those who have been influenced by dangerous men and their ideas. We have to do it wisely, making a distinction based on their particular circumstances and spiritual condition. This reminds us that using wisdom, we approach different people in different ways. We're supposed to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and then we can know when we should comfort and when we should rebuke. Certainly, in many cases, the correct response is to, on some, have compassion. This means loving them. No matter how bad a person is, or how misleading and terrible their doctrine might be, we are still not allowed to hate them or to be unconcerned for their salvation and spiritual well-being. Christians should not abandon a friend flirting with false teaching. They should help them through the difficult season in love instead of treating them like a spiritual leper. There are also those whom we must save with fear. This second group that Jude described must be confronted more strongly, but in fear, not with a sanctimonious superiority. You see, you may need to pull them out of the fire, but never do it in pride. Any correction must be done with a humble heart, one that cares about spiritual purity. Jude told us, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh, but doing it humbly before God, that is, with fear. The Apostle Paul communicated much the same idea in Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. He said this, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself also to be tempted." This overtaken one needs to be restored. They're not to be ignored. They are not to be excused. They are not to be destroyed. God's goal is always restoration. This outward look that Jude speaks about in verses 22 and 23, this outward look is important. Are you only concerned about your own spiritual welfare? Or do you care about other Christians who are edging towards significant error? Now, some people only want to take the inward look that Jude mentioned in the previous two verses, verses 20 and 21. Yet we should never neglect the outward look that Jude directs us towards in verses 22 and 23. Today, the love and the nature of Jesus calls you to look outside of yourself, to care about others. Do it wisely. The Holy Spirit will help you to do just what Jude told us we should do.
Thanks Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.